This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden details a three-phase hostage deal aimed at winding down the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's urging both sides to accept the three-phase roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. He says it would not hurt Israeli security because its forces have already hammered Hamas.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable carrying out another October 7th.
The attack that started the war. 8 months later, the president calls this a truly decisive moment.
Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
His remarks came as the Israeli military confirmed its forces are now in central Rafah, expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city, it says is Hamas's last stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts marks the end of the former U.S. president's historic hush money trial, but the fight over the case is far from over. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Now comes the sentencing and potential for prison time, a lengthy appellate process, and all the while, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee still has to deal with three more criminal cases and a campaign that could see him return to the White House. After more than 9 hours of deliberations over 2 days, the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records in the case stemming from a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Trump angrily denounced the trial after court Thursday.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of its infantry, Ukraine has turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia, and more than 4,000 have applied so far. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Under a deal offered by the government, prisoners will have their sentences cleared if they serve in the army until the end of the war. The Justice Ministry says more than 4,000 have applied so far. Private Russian mercenary group Wagner recruited tens of thousands of Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, offering them a full pardon if they survived 6 months at the front. Prisoners in Ukraine convicted of certain offences like multiple murders or treason are barred from serving. More than 1,700 already have the green light. Over 780 prisoners have already been freed from prison and handed over to the armed forces. But it will likely take months for significant numbers of new troops to be ready.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. The United States has expressed its deep concerns about the convictions of 14 pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong under a Beijing-imposed national security law. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Friday that it was taking steps to impose new visa restrictions on mainland Chinese and Hong Kong officials responsible for the implementation of the sweeping legislation, but he didn't provide more details about the looming restrictions or who they would target. The 14 convicted activists were among 47 activists who were charged in the city's biggest national security case to date. The prosecution dealt a heavy blow to the city's pro-democracy movement following huge anti-government protests in 2019. Marion Robinson, mother of Michelle Obama, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Marion Shields Robinson, the mother of Michelle Obama, who moved with the first family to the White House when son-in-law Barack Obama was elected president, has died. She was 86. Mrs. Robinson's death was announced by Michelle Obama and other family members. She was a widow and lifelong Chicago resident when she moved to the executive mansion in 2009 to help care for granddaughters Malia and Sasha. In her early 70s, Mrs. Robinson initially resisted the idea of starting over in Washington, and Michelle Obama had to enlist her brother Craig to help persuade their mother to move. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities in Germany say a man stabbed several members of a group that described itself as opposing, quote, political Islam. Six people, including a police officer who intervened, were wounded in Friday's attack in the central square in the city of Mannheim. Police quickly put an end to the attack by shooting the assailant, who was also wounded. The attacker stabbed participants at an event organized by the Pax Europa group. Pax Europa describes itself as an organization that informs the public about the dangers posed by the, quote, increasing spread and influence of political Islam. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe.